Okay, everyone. Welcome, welcome. We are picking up with something that I have left off already about 2.5 weeks ago. And I have to finish the last class of episode 33 in Key to Redemption. It's called Wake Up. Moshiach is here. This is class number 5. With this, we will conclude the Dvar Malchus of Parshas Toldos. The second sicha in Dvar Malchus of Parshas Toldos. The Rebbe's talk, phenomenal, phenomenal understanding and news on what is the essence of Mashiach. And it's very special that we're doing it now, because for by us in California, it's still a few minutes in the month of Kislev, and it's right before the birth of the new moon or the new month, which is Chodesh Teves. Now, this talk is referring to the birth of the month of Kislev. But we didn't finish the talk for whatever reason, and we are now going to conclude it, and also at the moment of a new birth of a new month. And the main idea of the talk that was being discussed until now was why we celebrate the birth of the new moon as a sign of the up-and-coming redemption. Why do we make a big deal about the first moment of the birth? The moment of the birth is what we're celebrating. Why don't we celebrate the full moon? Most of the Jewish holidays are related to the full moon. But yet, the concept of Mashiach is connected to the birth of the new moon. When we make monthly the special blessing on the moon, which is done usually after 7 days of the moon, we make a special blessing in the evening. There's usually, you know, a quorum of men. The minyan goes outside, looks in the sky, sees the moon, and we make a blessing. And then we say the verse, King David, David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, David lives forever. And the idea is because we recognize that the return of the Davidic kingdom, of the Malchus Beis David, the restoration and the rebirth of the Jewish people as a whole, and the rebirthing of God's kingship in this world, which is represented by the kingdom of David Malka Mashiach, of David HaMelech, it's connected to the birth of the moon. And the Rebbe asks in the talk, why such a big deal about the birth? So this we gave already 4 classes on, and I'm not going to go over them. Listen to those 4 classes. The main idea that we're holding over here, we're holding a chapter number 10. We might have even learned chapter 10, but we're going to be reviewing this chapter, chapter 10. And the idea is as follows, that the main novelty of Mashiach, the main chiddush of Mashiach, is that he is going to bring to our consciousness our essence. The very, very quintessence of our soul, the essence of godliness is going to be revealed. Not the lights and the revelations. The lights and the revelations, these are all the levels, and these elements have been revealed in the past, in the various different moments of history, both the expressions of our soul and the expression of godliness. However, the essence of the soul meeting the essence of God, that's the main chiddush of Mashiach. And the Rebbe explained that there's 5 levels of soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, which are all different dimensions of experience. And yet, no matter how high these experiences are, even to the highest level called Yechidah, which is the level of the soul that is perfectly one with God, which is very, very, very rare that someone should be experiencing Yechidah and living in the level and the consciousness of Yechidah. We're learning about this in the Thursday night class. We were learning a class called the final battle without and within. We're talking over there about the various different dimensions of experience, opening up your soul to higher, higher levels. What's Yechida? Yechida is the point of one's soul where it's not even seeking a relationship with God. It just experiences itself in total nullification to God. So it's not even seeking to be unified. It just is unified. It's nullified completely. But in this discourse, we're learning that even Yechida, that's the Chiddush, that's the great novelty that the Rebbe is introducing in this talk, that even Yechida is already a name of the soul. It's not the soul itself. Deeper than the soul itself, than the Yechida, is the soul itself, even higher than the first and primary experience. The experience of nullification is already experienced. But then there is deeper than that. There is the essence of the soul that is perfectly one with the essence of God. And in terms of consciousness, in terms of experience, Yechida could be experienced when we wake up in the morning and we say the Modani, the first prayer in the morning, when we're still in our bed, we just opened our eyes, we recognize that life is a gift, and we acknowledge God's presence, and we thank God. And at that moment, we're not operating from internal powers of our soul. It's not sophistication, it's not understanding, it's just the pure Yechida level of our soul, the all-encompassing, deep surrender that our soul has to God is now what prompts us to say Moda Ani Lefanecha. And usually, till this talk that the Rebbe gave over here, and Parshas told us, 57, 52, we experience this as the highest level of connection. The Moda Ani, it's a person, you know, giving themselves over completely to God. My entire being belongs to you, God. I am to you. That's the idea of Yechida. That's Moda Ani. But the Rebbe, in this talk that we're learning now, explains that there is even a higher, something even deeper. And what is that? The moment you wake up, even before you can express Moda Ani. Moda Ani is already a submission. Now that I exist, my soul is present. I am now submitting to you, God. That's the first and core essential submission, which later everything that will happen during the day that will involve more particularized service is all based on this general submission. But the Rebbe goes even deeper now, and he says, let's step a step back. The moment you wake up, and we're talking about the godly self waking up. Obviously, we can wake up as a pure animal, and there's nothing godly there. But when we're waking up, because we go to sleep the way we should, we say the Shema before we go to sleep, and we say the right prayers, and we hope that we're going to wake up with a Jewish godly consciousness. So when we wake up, what's waking up? We're waking up as a being in this world. So at this moment, the Rebbe says, a person should stop at that second and say, the spark, I'm here. What does it mean, I'm here? I'm here in this world. What does that mean? My essence is here. A being that is one with God, that's the soul, is present in the world right now. It's just a recognition that there is a God, that there's a spark of God that is me. And then later, okay, so how does it feel? Oh, how does that feel? It feels that it wants to be one with the infinite. It wants to be nullified in the all-pervading truth of God. It doesn't want to be separated, so it wants to be unified. So that's already a secondary thought. That's the Moda Ani. Even before the Moda Ani is just the emergence. It's obviously pre-consciousness. And if there's any consciousness, if you want to capture it, all you're capturing is the fact. There is a fact. There's a fact that God exists and God exists in me. That's that moment. The Rebbe says, that's the consciousness of Mashiach. The consciousness of Mashiach, the best of that consciousness, the best that we can experience today is the moment we wake up. Now imagine if we can carry that through all throughout the day, that we don't forget even for one split second that our very quintessential identity is divine presence in this world coming through us, expressing itself in a godly mind, in godly thinking when I study Torah, in godly activities when I'm acting the way God would act by giving charity and smiling to people and lighting up a person's day and doing whatever else a godly being does in this world as laid out in the code of Jewish law of how a person should behave. A godly being in this world should behave. But there is the moment that all you have is the fact of who you are. Nothing has been expressed yet, just the fact of who you are. The Rebbe says, that's the avoda. since Mashiach is that purity, Mashiach is that hinted to in the birth of the moon. The first second there was non-moon and now moon. Now, obviously, as we discussed in earlier classes, no such a thing as non-moon, but for all revealed purposes, it's as if the moon wasn't there and now it's here. The new moon represents the new self, the higher self, the godly self, Mashiach self, the godly existence that we're going to live when Mashiach comes. Imagine the first second that it kicks into our consciousness, that we are not who we thought we were, little tiny puny little creations. We are God existing through us in this world. That when that snaps, when that emerges, that's the new moon. That's what we're waiting for. And that's going to happen on global consciousness as well when Mashiach is fully revealed. So therefore, the Rebbe says, since today's days, we are already past the stage of Mashiach being born in the world, as we're soon going to speak about. Therefore, he says, when we speak about awakening the spark of Mashiach inside of us, which until now we've always defined that as coming into connection to your Yechida, which is a desire, which is a sense of nullification and total surrender to God, the Rebbe says we have to correct that. That's not, we're dealing deeper than that, because that's already the expression of when you feel your godly spark. How do you feel nullified in God's infinite light? So that's already a secondary experience. There is the fact that it is a spark, even before anything else. So when we say to awaken Mashiach means, the spark of Mashiach means the pure, naked spark before any experience, the core purity of that spark as it emerges outward, the very identity of the spiritual godly I that's at the core of our existence, that emerging, that's Mashiach. And this, he says, now he's going to connect this is individually our own Mashiach. He's going to connect this to the general Mashiach. Because we know that each and every one of us has a spark, but then there is a collective soul, a human being. That's Mashiach Tzedkenu, our righteous Mashiach we're waiting for. A person whose entire soul is this level. By us, it's the quintessence of the soul, but then the soul has external layers and layers where most of our consciousness and most of our experiences are. We have the depth of this point at the core beginning, at the core essence of the soul. Mashiach is someone whose entire being is this level. And he's the one who generates this consciousness, not even this consciousness, he's the source of this spark, because all sparks in this sense would mean that all souls are connected, are unified with Mashiach, which is the collective soul, and he is plugged in to the essence of God prior to any of divine expressions. There were many, many great souls that are collective souls of Israel. And these souls are the root souls of very lofty experiences. Like Elijah the prophet is the root of all divine, of all emotion, godly emotion, because he's the ruach of Hashem. He's the ruach soul. But Mashiach is the essence, Yechida, deeper than Yechida, the essence. So therefore we can understand, but by him, this is like the mega experience of like of way beyond anybody else ever, even Moshe Rabbeinu, being able to experience such oneness with God. This is Mashiach. So he says this is hinted to, the Rebbe is going to connect it to his verse. As mentioned in these classes, the Rebbe just had concluded saying chapter 89 for his birthday, and he started saying chapter 90. So he keeps on referencing chapter 89. So in chapter 89, when the Rebbe was still in his 90th year, that was in the year 57, 51 versus 57, 52, 1991 versus 1992. So in that chapter, there is a verse that says, Matsasi David Avdi, I found my servant David. King David says, referring to God, that God is saying, I found my servant, King David, David HaMelech. B'shem and kachi m'shachtev, I anointed him with my oil. So the simple meaning is, God says, I found my candidate. I found my candidate. I found amongst humanity a person who is ready, who I am going to imbue in this person, the ultimate He will be the ultimate channel of myself into the world, and that's Mashiach. And I therefore anointed him as king. I gave him the anointing oil. The Rebbe says, listen closely to this verse. There's two phases in this verse. Matzasi means I have found. So the Rebbe says the meaning of I have found is referring to this level. I have found meaning from the word to find something means that thing needs to be present. But all that we have is that thing is in existence. We don't have yet anything about it. I just found it. Meaning to say, it is. It is. Moshiach's soul is. He is. We're not talking about anything yet of his light, of his inspiration, of his wisdom, of his illumination, of his world dominance, of his righteousness, of his goodness, of his... We're not talking about that. We're talking about his very being. And God says, I found it, because Mashiach's very being is God's very being. I found the person who in his being I can express my being. I found the person who lives and exudes, if you might say, expresses the essence of beingness, of ultimate beingness, of God's beingness. Not God's lights, not God's illuminations. That's the uniqueness of Mashiach. He brings to the into the awareness, into the presence of the world, the very quintessence of beingness. And that's the meaning God says, I have found. That's the level that's deeper than Yechidah. Then what does God say? Now I anoint him with my oil. Oil is already the revelation of this essence. There is the essence and there's the revelation of this essence, of this being. How does it reveal itself? The concept of oil, which is related to Hanukkah, which is the power of the oil, which is the power, which in Hasidic mysticism refers to the power of Chachma. Chachma is Koach Ma, the power of nullification, of being what? This level of being that it is one, completely one with God, is in a state, expresses itself as complete Ma, complete beyond identity, beyond somethingness, nullification. In other words, as we said earlier, the essence of the soul, the first expression of it, is Yechida. What is Yechida? Unified with its source. But that's already an expression. That's the oil. So the oil is already the next stage. But prior to the oil is the very being of Mashiach, before he begins to awaken within himself and within all of humanity, and within the cosmos and in all of existence, a complete nullification and unification with the infinite. Even before that happens, the essence of Mashiach's soul, that is one with the essence of God, is now to be found as a being inhabiting a human body in the world. That's the idea. God says, there is for the first time in all of history, I have found a human body who in him is present, the essence, who is cognizant, who is opening himself up, who is a vessel, if you might say, for the essence of soul, which is one with the essence of God, which he will trigger that essence in every soul and reveal that into the world and bring that up into people's awareness. The person who's living in that first second of wakefulness, coming from the birth of the moon, from sleep into beingness, and all there is the absolute godly being that is present in his soul. Now, so what does this mean? He says, so once we have, when we understand that in each and every one of us, the birthing of Mashiach means the birthing of our essence, even deeper than the first experience of Yechida, and the collective Mashiach, the birthing of the collective Mashiach, is the emergence of the essence of a soul who expresses God's essence, a soul who lives on the level of essence, and only from there comes forth the highest level of nullification and surrender to God, which is already the oil, the Yechida Shebenefesh. So now he takes it back. So what does this mean in the service of each and every one of us? So now we have this. So what does it mean in our service? What does it do to our functionality when we're functioning in this world, when we're experiencing life in this world? So what does that mean? That means even prior, in the words of the Rebbe, that even prior, before we can bring ourselves to the awareness of Yechida, which means a complete surrender and a complete giving oneself over to God, which obviously we can understand that once the powers of impurity are removed from the earth, once all the concealments are gone and the world is pure and our entire consciousness is pure, so we're going to be living in that state of giving ourselves over completely, every moment of our existence to our purpose and our mission, without any hang-ups, without getting caught in here, getting caught in all the distractions that pull us away from this, where the ego gets inserted, that won't be there anymore. So we're going to be completely given over to only God. So we try and aspire, if we can only bring ourselves today to such a high level of devotion. So the Rebbe says, even before you reach that level of devotion, recognize when I am saying, the Rebbe is saying, that Mashiach is already present in this world, what I am really telling you is that your essence, because my essence is already present in the world, and I've unlocked this level of existence already into the cosmos, into reality, into the human condition. So recognize that you have this ready inside of you. This can surface inside of you. We can all draw this forth, our godly soul, from such a deep level. The state of just being one with God. So obviously, what does that feel like? The first thing is to know that this is now accepted. You can now live in the state of existence that God is your life. This truth is now available to be lived off. It has been locked since the beginning of time. Even to the greatest righteous people, this level has been locked. Now it's open. And therefore what? Just know that it exists. Know that your essence, these are the words, Yeshnoi etzem mitziyosei etzem neshama. You have the essence of your existence, the essence of your soul. And the point over here is that it should be awakened. That means you should be stirred to the fact that this exists inside of us. In other words, we've always had it. A soul, that's what a soul is. So from when we were born and throughout all of history, as long as a Jewish soul exists in the world, from the days of Abraham, this has always been. But it could not have been exposed. And now wake it up. Wake it up meaning become mindful. That's it. Become mindful that this is your truth. This is who you really are. once, and the Rebbe is going to say that we have to keep on reminding ourselves, about this truth of our existence. And as a result of that, this can permeate everything else that we do. Because if we are in the middle of doing anything good, holy, and godly, if we can only remember that we're not just a small little creature in this world trying to do something godly, but we are literally a spark of God expressing itself. And this spark is not just a spark of some divine light. It's the spark of God's essence, from God's core of cores, from the deepest depth of who God is. And that's the spark, that's the truth of my existence. So if we can remember that at any time during the day, it infuses essence into everything that we're doing. It infuses Mashiach into everything that we're doing. And this is the truth, the Rebbe says, of Bias Mashiach. This is the meaning. So there is two things. There is Mashiach arriving, and then there is life after Mashiach comes. So if we want to know on a personal level, what does it mean, Bias Mashiach, Mashiach has arrived, think about it in your own self. Your deepest divine essence has arrived into your mind. And you're mindful of the fact that you are one with God and Mashiach has arrived. The day we can wake up to that reality and then continue living with that, that means Mashiach has arrived. So here, at this point, we're talking about this, and this is information. And it's really cool information. It's a really amazing information. And to know that this has been revealed to us and that the time has come for us to be able to live in this consciousness, that this is made already accessible, is awesome. Realistically, to say that any of us experience this Bias HaMashiach and then forever and ever we are transformed human beings, we never fall into ego anymore, we never fall into darkness, we never fall into stupidity anymore, we never fall into smallness, into pettiness, into silliness, into ridiculousness, we never fall into physical consciousness, into earthy consciousness, of course we don't. But we, on the other hand, we need to know that it is possible for us to activate ourselves on this level because Mashiach has already arrived. That's the idea that the name of this class is called Wake Up, Mashiach is Here, because on the collective scale, Mashiach, the essence of Mashiach has already revealed himself into the world. Although all of his lights and emanations and all of his further doings have not yet manifested, and that's why there is still exile. In other words, Mashiach has already landed. He hasn't started blowing his wind yet. But the wind is only a wind of him. Before the wind, where he hasn't opened, he hasn't removed his mask and started shining his light. But his essence is already present in the world. So what does that do to us? That our essence could emerge already. And we can live already from that level. From that level deeper than Yechidah. Okay, and that's why, again, when it comes to Mashiach, the biggest deal, we make the biggest deal, not about the full moon, we make the birth of the moon. Because that's where it's really happening. Once we've clicked and completely, in a sense, metamorphosized our consciousness with this understanding about ourselves, then automatically our light will continue growing and growing and growing and growing, and we will be magnificently great. Because how can you not be magnificently great if you are nothing more less than a divine, than God's presence in this world? How can we not be shining with enormous light? The difficult part, the hardest part, is to make this shift from the smallness of our consciousness into this broadness, into this higher understanding. And now he says in chapter 11, so we can say that all of this is hinted to in what the sages say. All the days of your life to bring to the days of Mashiach. There's a statement of the which we say in the Haggadah. We say that the sages learn out, on the simple meaning, it means that It says, you should remember the day you left Egypt, all the days of your life. The sages were perturbed by the extra word, all the days of your life. It should say, the days of your life. So the sages have an argument if it means, according to one opinion, the days of your life means that we're supposed to mention the going out of Egypt by day. Since it says all the days of your life, it comes to add even at night. So we're supposed to mention the exodus of Egypt by day and by night. Then there is another interpretation that the days of your life means out till Mashiach comes, the time of exile. All the days of your life come to include that even in the days of Mashiach, kol yemei chayacha, even in the days of Mashiach's era, we will still mention the going out of Egypt. That's the simple meaning. There is a Hasidic interpretation, which says, on these words, kol yemei chayacha lahavli yemoisa Mashiach, that this itself is a teaching, not regarding a law that you're supposed to remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim, but that the day you went out of Egypt, but all the days of your life you should be committed to bring to the days of Mashiach. That means what should be our obsession throughout our life? Making Mashiach come. We should be obsessed all day, every day of the year, all the time, talking about Mashiach. What else can I do to bring Mashiach? That's the Hasidic interpretation. Now the Rebbe takes it to a much deeper level. He says, what does it mean, all the days of your life? On the superficial level, before we get into this awesome understanding that we had now, we can understand it to mean like this. Since Mashiach's coming is such an important thing, so therefore, it's really worth the putting in a whole lot of energy. So what does that mean? That all day long, whenever I'm doing something, I should be thinking about Mashiach. So then I will do a lot of good things that will help bring Mashiach. We know that the more mitzvahs that we do, we help bring Mashiach. Then when we pray, now, so that's an action. In speech, we should try to bring Mashiach by learning a lot of Torah and saying a lot of Tehillim, a lot of Psalms, and praying to God. But we should be thinking about Mashiach. The Rebbe said that Torah study and learning about Mashiach brings Mashiach. So we should engage our thoughts, speech, and action to bring Mashiach. So our experiences in life should be towards the goal of bringing Mashiach, because that's the goal of all goals. That's the simple meaning of it. Deeper than that. Since Mashiach means the essence of soul being revealed, that means we experience real life. You realize, as long as we're not, and we haven't unplugged, peeled away the external layers of our life, and have not dug out our essence of our soul, which is God Himself, we're really living fake life. We're living superficial life, because God is life. So the more wrappers we have on that, the more we're experiencing life externally, we're not really living. So when we say, when are we really going to live? When Mashiach comes. Because that's when our true life is going to be revealed. That's why we won't die anymore. Because God lives forever. So once we uncover within ourselves that our soul is really God, and therefore there's no death anymore, and we're perfectly, but obviously in that state of consciousness, we can only do God's will. We can't do anything against that, so we don't sin. Sin causes death. So the Rebbe is saying, if when Mashiach comes, our life will be Mashiach. What does that mean? What is Mashiach? Mashiach is the essence of the soul. Mashiach himself is the collective essence of all souls. Each and every one of us, our spark Mashiach, is the point where we are one with God being revealed. So therefore, even before Mashiach comes, when we're trying to bring Mashiach, how do we do that? Not just by putting in efforts to bring Mashiach. It really means, on an individual level, start living Mashiach, and then you will bring Mashiach for the world. In other words, make your life be Mashiach. Not the goal is Mashiach. Kol yemei, all the days, chayecha of your life. That means your very life itself. What is life? Life, what does it mean? According, what should we be living? We should be living. We should be from our essence of not just even desire, even deeper than pleasure. Our very life itself should be aspiring to Mashiach. How does that work? Because when the spark of Mashiach is uncovered inside of us, even if it hasn't happened in the rest of the world. So now we're really living Mashiach life. And then we become madly devoted to only one thing, to uncover the absolute truth of existence everywhere and in everything, so that everything is really alive. There's no more concealments and blockages. There's no more covers on life. So we become madly, insanely driven to bring Mashiach. And it's not just a night, it's not something that our mind, the convictions of our mind, we're not driven by some kind of an understanding. It's life itself is driving us towards it, because our life is Mashiach life. And what's Mashiach life is true life. So we are living with a force of Mashiach, the force of drive of Mashiach, and it can't stop. That's the point. And that's what the Rebbe is asking of all of us. He says, listen here, Mashiach has not yet revealed itself in the rest of the world, but I'm telling you, Mashiach is already present as the nucleus of the Hasidim, as the nucleus of the Chabad movement, as the it's Mashiach is already present in the world. Now, all of you guys who I told in the last talk in Parshas Chayesara, your job is now to come greet Mashiach by revealing the spark of Mashiach in yourself. When you will reveal the spark of Mashiach in yourself, you will not be able to do anything else but be one-track-minded Mashiach every second. Why? Because Mashiach is now your life. Mashiach is our life. Our very drive. So therefore, what does that mean? What does it mean that it's our very life? It means, and let me read the Rebbe's words. Every moment that a person is alive, whether by day, whether by night, whether you're awake, whether you're sleeping. Because even when you're sleeping, then you're not conscious that you're alive, but you are alive. And if life is, if true life, and if you've opened up, if you've unplugged the dimension of your soul that is one with God, that is Mashiach. If you've, so then even when you're asleep, that's who you are. So even during your sleeping, you're breathing Mashiach. Your oxygen, your every breath is Mashiach. Obviously, when we wake up and we become conscious in our faculties, then we can start doing a whole lot of productive things to drive this reality into the rest of the world. The Rebbe says that when you're alive, that it's almost like what's going on is like this. How do we live? The basic necessity for life is oxygen, is breathing. Very powerful stuff, so, but it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand and then to explain, because we're dealing with with the essence of abstraction. But at the same time, it has to be simple. So how does this work? The Rebbe uses the term over here. He says that when we're sleeping, all day long, we're breathing Mashiach's oxygen. Because breath is the most associated with life. So let me put it this way. Until Mashiach was not revealed in the world, there's no Mashiach air in the world. The oxygen of the world is creation oxygen. It's not Mashiach oxygen. Let's call it exile oxygen. And therefore, although we have messianic trickles into the cosmos, which comes down as teachings about Mashiach, inspiration about Mashiach. So we can pick up on all these things through when we're awake, and we study about Mashiach, for instance. So learning and studying is considered like eating. So we could be eating Mashiach's food, and when you eat Mashiach's food, you get Mashiach nutrients in your body. Then there is going to be a lot of Mashiach energy going on. But it's not your very life yet. It's not your life. Why? Because food is not life. Food is fuel for life, but it's not life. As long as our fuel is being fueled by studying, learning, inspiration about the Mashiach. We have to think about it, about ourselves. On this channel, pretty much, I've devoted this channel to Mashiach. So much of the teachings of Mashiach. But do I feel that my life is Mashiach? Am I thinking about it 24/7 and I can't stop? No. I know of one or two people that are that way, and I'm envious of them. But I'm not that way. So I would say that, thank God, I've eaten a lot of Mashiach cupcakes in my life. That means I've seen and studied a lot about Mashiach, and I try to share it and teach it to others. So there's a lot inside of me, a lot of the nutrients of my spiritual makeup, and hopefully getting into my physical makeup as well, is Mashiach. But it's not yet my life. In order for it to be my life means I have to start breathing. My oxygen has to be Mashiach oxygen. So if every bit of oxygen I inhale and take into my lungs and fills my lungs, and then I exhale that oxygen, would be purely Mashiach oxygen. That means Mashiach would be my life, which would mean that I've opened up within myself the essence of my soul, which is the Mashiach. If Mashiach would have arrived inside of me, then my oxygen would be Mashiach oxygen. I would be breathing Mashiach oxygen. And that means every breath of life, I would be alive just to bring Mashiach 24/7. And that means that there wouldn't be a conversation coming out of my mouth at any time about anything else other than revealing godliness in this world that's going to be in the days of Mashiach. I can say personally, I'm not here yet, what the Rebbe is talking about. Not at all. I'm aspiring to it, together with all of you listening right now, hopefully very soon, I can open this up in my own soul, that I should start breathing. But here's the question. Where do you get Mashiach oxygen? How do you get Mashiach? The answer is, since 1991, the Rebbe, who is Mashiach, started breathing Mashiach oxygen into the world, exhaling Mashiach oxygen into the world. So once the collective Mashiach is giving off the breath of Mashiach, Mashiach's air is in the world, whoever decides to tune in and opens their soul up very deeply can breathe that oxygen. And when you breathe that oxygen, then every inhaling and exhaling, your life, which is life itself, becomes Mashiach life. And then we become crazy about Mashiach. The Rebbe said it about himself. I'm crazy about Mashiach. That means that this becomes life. When we meet someone whose life is something, you ever meet someone obsessed with something and you kind of stop already? If there's anything worth being obsessed, it's the ultimate life, ultimate living, which is Mashiach. When everybody will truly be alive, when there won't be any more death and darkness, and there won't be any more ignorance, there will only be illumination and absolute truth will shine everywhere, and infinite goodness and infinite light. So shouldn't we be obsessed with that? So to reach that level of obsession, our oxygen has to be. And that's what the Rebbe says means, not only that you do things to bring you Mashiach, the days of your life itself should be pumping, should be inhaling, exhaling Mashiach. Life itself becomes Mashiach because you're living your essence of your soul. This is the meaning of Lahavi Lemois Mashiach. And then he adds, so Lahavi, which is not the meaning of Lahavi means to bring, not to add on, and Moisa Mashiach in the plural. I'm going to do this quickly over here because I want to get to the next part, which is awesome. When the energy of every single Jew is in Mashiach, is regarding Mashiach, when the life of every person is Mashiach, so this will bring automatically Liya Moisa Mashiach. It will bring for the entire world when our life becomes Mashiach. So Lahavi, this will naturally bring the days of Mashiach. And it says the days is plural because in Mashiach itself, there are stages. There is a more natural state and then there is a miraculous state. So this will come consequentially. As soon as we open up within ourselves, the deepest essence of our soul, the first moment of wakefulness of our godly soul, and live and allow that to permeate, be awake inside of us. To first be cognizant that we are godly beings and we are one with Hashem, and to have that recognition and realize that that's where we're all heading to. that godly, that our divine essence will be our reality. So that we start thinking about that and actualizing that into our lives now. And as a result of that, Mashiach becomes our constant thought. As a result of that, it will lead the entire world inevitably to the days of Mashiach, the days, plural, the first stages of Mashiach, the future stages of Mashiach, and on end, without an end, endlessly, higher and higher and higher into the Messianic time and Messianic revelations. Now, more specifically, he says, more specifically, the idea that all the days of your life should be to bring Mashiach expresses itself. These beautiful words of the Rebbe. I'm literally translating the words. Expresses itself that the moment the essence of the soul wakes up, that means the moment you wake up and the essence of your existence is present, and only the essence, before you have any conscious thought about anything. It's the moment you wake up. At that second already, you're taking your first wakeful breath. You're breathing in, you're inhaling oxygen for the first wakeful. You did it when you were asleep, but this is the first time you're experiencing life in a wakeful state. You can sense in the air that you're inhaling, this is the air of Mashiach. You can sense Mashiach's air, and you're taking in Mashiach air. This is incredible. I'll tell a little story for this. Just a little story. There's a great Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, after his Rebbe, the Mizritcher Magid, passed away. So the next successor of the Mizritcher Magid was Rav Mendel Horodoker, the Rav Mendel of Vitebsk. He lived in Russia, and then he went up, and he was the first Hasidic Rebbe, not the first, but from the first group of Hasidic Rebbe's masters who went to Israel. And he moved to the city of Tzfat, and then they had a little hard time at Tzfat, and they moved down to Tiberias. He passed away in Tiberias, and he's buried in Tveria and Tiberias. Anyway, so he was the Alter Rebbe's Rebbe. When he left to the land of Israel, that's when the Alter Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the founder of Chabad, had no choice but to start being a leader himself for Hasidim, because his Rebbe wasn't here anymore, was in Israel. One time, there was someone in the neighborhood who went outside and started blowing a shofar. Maybe it was a person who was a little off, a little bit, lost his mind. I'm not exactly sure. The guy took a shofar and started blowing him. The guy knew how to blow really well, and he was blowing and blowing. It was a blast of a shofar that lasted, let's say, for 3 minutes. The person and people started saying, hey, a shofar is blowing. Mashiach is supposed to be introduced with a shofar. So he said, Mashiach is coming. So suddenly there was an excitement in the air that Mashiach is here. So they came running to Rav Mendel, and he said, Mashiach is here. So Rav Mendel of Vitebsk stepped out, and he went to the window. He opened up the window. He stuck out his head, and he sniffed the air, and he said, no, Mashiach isn't here. Obviously, he was looking for the air, the quality of oxygen. The air will change when Mashiach is here. It will be a different type of air. It will be the air will be air that is conveying, that is expressing God, not just natural air, physical air. It will be like you're breathing air, you're breathing godliness. So he stuck his head out to see if he can already smell, if he can inhale that air. So they asked him, the Hasidim asked the question, they didn't ask him. They said, why did he have to go outside? Oxygen is everywhere. So he could have stayed inside his own place, house, and done an inhaling and seen if Mashiach, if there's oxygen. So it is explained that in his presence, in his room, because he lived in this godly level of oneness with God, so the oxygen in his own four cubits in his own house was Mashiach oxygen. So therefore, he couldn't test if Mashiach is it. Even before Mashiach came, he was already tapping that level of consciousness. So by him, the oxygen in his house was Mashiach oxygen. He had to stick his head out the window to see if outside is going to be that way. So what the Rebbe is saying over here is that once we are living in a time that there is Mashiach oxygen already outside as well, floating around the world. So when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything, you take the first inhaling of breath, you should sense Mashiach, like we say, Mashiach is in the air. Mashiach is in the air. You smell and you feel that life is Mashiach, Avir Shel Mashiach. In the words of the sages, the Rebbe says, that's called Ruchai Shel Melech HaMashiach, the spirit of Melech HaMashiach, of King Mashiach. The sages say, when do they use the term Ruchai Shel Melech HaMashiach? They say that it says on the first day of creation, that the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. The Spirit of God was hovering over the water. The sages say that's the Spirit of Melech HaMashiach, the Spirit of the King Mashiach. So the Rebbe is now beginning to explain what does that mean, the Spirit of the Melech HaMashiach. It means like this. The ear of Mashiach is already present in the world when Mashiach himself has made his debut and into the world. In other words, when is there air, oxygen of Mashiach in the world? When Mashiach himself has already been born into this world. Now, let's explain what does that mean. What it means is like this. We explained earlier, in earlier classes, that in every generation there is a potential Mashiach. So you can technically say that always there is Mashiach oxygen in this world because there is a person who's a potential Mashiach. But that doesn't count because the potential Mashiach means that the soul of Mashiach has not yet been activated in this person. We cannot say yet what it says in Psalms. God says, Matsasi, I found my man. God has an idea of which man it might be, but God has not selected him yet. He didn't yet say, I have found the person. And in him, I have now triggered, I have now opened up the collective soul of Mashiach in the world. It hasn't happened because in many generations, Mashiach doesn't come. It's a potential that God sadly goes unactivated. So what are we talking about? When is there Mashiach consciousness in this? When is there Mashiach oxygen in this world? When whoever is the potential Mashiach, when God comes to that individual and activates in his soul, this level of soul, where the collective soul of oneness with God is activated, and it opens up inside of him. Now, it might be for whatever reason, this Mashiach is not yet, for whatever reason, God did not give him permission yet to blow the entire world away with his light, to shine, to illuminate, to enlighten billions of people. It might be that he hasn't waved his hand yet and started to clear the world of evil and darkness. But all of that is just going to be an action that he will do. These are activities that he will do. But before he does anything, it's the very essence that he is present in the world. And that's what's so smashingly crazy about this talk the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying, let me read the words so you don't think I'm making this up. He says, the avir, the ear of Mashiach, means it's higher than the light of Mashiach. And many times, the Medrash, the sages use the term, oiroi shel Mashiach, the light of Mashiach. So we have to differentiate. What's the difference between the spirit of Mashiach, the ear of Mashiach? Spirit and ear are used the same word in Hebrew, ruach, and the light of Mashiach. Because oir of Mashiach indicates Mashiach's revelation to the world through his activities. For example, he will wage wars, he will destroy Hamas completely, he will destroy all of evil completely, he will rid the world of all darkness, of all evil, or until he wins the war, right? And the things like that. That's his light, his revelation through his actions. But before that, there is the ear of Mashiach, represents the fact that there is a human being. It indicates on the essence of the life of Mashiach. Meaning that the existence of a Mashiach was revealed in this world. The words of the Rebbe, his galus mitziosai, the revelation of his existence, that there is somebody who is Moshiach. What does that mean? We're dealing just like, it means a person that was around before this. But before this, he existed not as Moshiach. He existed as a potential Moshiach. But now, when he was, his galus mitziosai bitor melech HaMashiach. In other words, the moment the light switch is switched on inside of him, he is activated as being Mashiach in this world. That's the moment, that's the deepest moment of Bias HaMashiach. That's the moment of the collective birth of the moon. After his existence has emerged, which is what we said earlier, the air, because again, to exist, you need to have air, oxygen. So then after you have someone whose oxygen is Mashiach oxygen, because he's Mashiach, so he's breathing Mashiach oxygen, which then afterwards begins his revelation to the eyes of everybody through his activities. That's what creates the ear of Mashiach. Once this has been activated in the world, then every person can start breathing Mashiach air. Because until the collective Mashiach has not been activated, our own Mashiach is not tappable, is not experienceable, is not livable. It remains shrouded, hidden, and blocked. Once Mashiach moves into a state of revelation, even if he hasn't done any of the work he needs to do, like building the temple, gathering the exiles, waging the wars, the fact that there is somebody here who is Mashiach that God has already appointed, which means there is a human body in this world that is facilitating this powerful soul, this enables us to activate our deepest level of soul, and therefore we can breathe oxygen of Mashiach, and therefore the moment we wake up in the morning, we can, the first breath we take, we can be breathing Mashiach oxygen. And that means we are living in Mashiach's, the life of Mashiach. So based on this, he says, comes out that the main novelty of Bias HaMashiach is the moment of his revelation, Motzasi David Avdi, I found him. I found him from non-being to being. Because all the details that happen after that, which means, I'm quoting from inside now, his revelation to everybody through his activities to redeem the Jewish people and all the other things that he's going to do. He's going to make barren trees give fruit. Like, for example, one of the miracles that are going to happen and the various different things, they all come as an outcome and as a derivative from the revelation of his existence. And therefore, they're all included in it. In other words, everything that's going to happen through gazillions of years in the time of Mashiach, when was it really revealed in potential? When did it like act? It's all dependent. It's, for example, the fact that you say that a person who has incredible achievements in their life, when did it really emerge into the world? The moment the person was born. Because in that moment, this individual with everything they're going to do is already here. Now it just needs to develop, like a seed has to turn into a whole tree. But it's already here. Just like the birth of the moon includes within it all the future light that's going to come and will continue getting brighter and brighter until the middle of the month. And this is the meaning of, this will make it even better, the words, Kol Yemei Chayach Alohavidi Moisa Mashiach, that the life, once we have Chayach, once we have the life of Mashiach being present in the world, that Mashiach is not stoppable. That everything is going to happen. A day earlier, a day later, it's going to happen. Okay. So where do we stand over here? What we stand over here is that the main, when someone says, oi, I'm waiting for, the way I understand all of this, because again, the Rebbe is saying all of this in conjunction to himself. Because if you're following along the last few talks, the Rebbe says we've already had the Hizgalos of Mashiach in the world. because we have already finished all the work. Mashiach has already been revealed in the world. And he's continuing on that. So what this really means is that when someone says today, I am waiting for Bias HaMashiach, that's not a correct statement. Bias HaMashiach happened already. Because the main idea of Bias HaMashiach means that God activated Mashiach in this world, that occurred already. When? In the winter of 1992. The year the Rebbe said that when the Gulf War was taking place, and the Midrash says that those occurrences are going to happen the year Mashiach will reveal himself. So that happened that year. And the Rebbe was revealed that year as Mashiach. He's telling it to us. Now the question is only what? So what are we waiting for then? What is correct to say is that we are waiting for the geula, for the redemption. Mashiach, who is already in the world, needs to bring the redemption. The redemption has to be brought. That's already stage number two. That's Oiroi Shel Mashiach. That's the light of Mashiach. And what needs to be understood is that once Mashiach is revealed, and as we have this crazy deep explanations of what this means that Mashiach is revealed, there is no going back. It's like it cannot be undone. It's done. It's not like before the potential Mashiach is revealed, then it could be undone. God can decide to wait to the next Mashiach. Once Mashiach has been activated, there's no next Mashiach. This is it. Now the question is, Mashiach gave us instructions. What we need to do? We need to start living in this consciousness. We need to start revealing this. We need to bring ourselves to be ready to receive him, which means to activate our own Mashiach in our own soul and to teach it to the entire world. Okay, so now we're waiting for that. So we shouldn't say we're waiting for Bias HaMashiach. We can be saying we're waiting for the Geula, for the redemption. But now we have to realize we're living in really, really, really awesome times when we can be living with the air, with the oxygen of Mashiach, which is much higher than Mashiach's light, although we so much want to see his light already. Because just breathing his oxygen and not seeing the light, the revelation of it, drives us crazy and is very uncomfortable. Now let's conclude. Regarding Lepoel, here the Rebbe gives the final, the final instructions. Because Hamaisa Iker, the main thing is action. Since we had already the birth of the moon, again, the Rebbe is talking in 1992, on the month of Kislev. Now we're already, when I'm giving this class, we're already holding by now, literally any moment is going to be the birth of the month of Teves. But let's connect the two births of the month. So since we've had already the birth of the moon of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, in which the Jewish people are going to be reborn again, and Mashiach is born again, Rosh Chodesh El Geula, which is the Rosh Chodesh, it's the month of redemption, because it's the third month of the winter. Kislev is the third month, which is connected to the third redemption. We know there are three redemptions. One was out of Egypt. The other one was from Babylonia, from the end of the Babylonian exile. And the third one is going to be our redemption. And it's also connected to the third temple. Which year? The year 5752. Okay? The year Shnas Neflos Ba Bakal Mikakol. What we need to do is every person needs to add more with greater vigor and greater strength, in emphasizing this idea that all the days of your life needs to be to bring Mashiach. Through this, through what? How do we all add to this? Through this, that our entire existence, as soon as we wake up in the morning, is permeated with Mashiach life, which is the essence of every single Jew. Mashiach that's inside of us, that brings to the days of Mashiach. In other words, since we've already, after the birth, we're already in such a powerful time in the world, so now let's just activate that power. We have it. So let's activate it within ourselves, that we should be driven constantly to bring Mashiach through living Mashiach. And this needs to be all the time, including this moment. The Rebbe is giving instructions. Say, this moment. Through what? Through reawakening within our mind right now, becoming mindful of the essence of our own soul, right at this moment. L'havi l'yamoysa Mashiach, to bring to the days of Mashiach. By doing what? Once you're mindful that you are God's an emanation of God in this world. And you're so powerful, so what should you do? Do a mitzvah, do something godly, and do another mitzvah to hasten that this revelation should happen everywhere. To do one more mitzvah, to tip the scales, he says, and the entire world to merit and to bring to them salvation and a chew and a hatzalah and the whole zeh and all of this and the things that we should be doing. You're thinking, well, if I have to right now take responsibility to bring Mashiach, I have to do like super super crazy things. No, not only very very lofty things, like which are connected to Mashiach's energy, like Yechida. No. The activation that we feel we have to, doesn't have to be only the highest things, like learning Torah and learning and teaching Chassidus, which is the most connected to bringing Mashiach, which is the Yechida of Torah, which is the Mashiach part of Torah. It doesn't have to be only that. It can be in simple matters, like helping a person out in their physical needs. So beautiful. So you want to bring Mashiach right now? Look around the neighborhood. See who needs to be called and cheered up. See if there's someone who's a little hungry and maybe someone isn't feeling well, they need a little chicken soup. See how this is the Rebbe. It's so beautiful. He's talking about the loftiest things, and then he says, you know what it boils down to? Be aware that you are a force of God in this world. And if you're a force of God, you're meant to improve the world around you. And if there's a flower pot that needs watering so that the flowers should be alive more, give it life. The Rebbe doesn't talk about the flowers, but it includes that as well. Everything should be more alive. And if there are people in your neighborhood, in your people you know who might be forsaken, lonely, go visit them. Go cheer someone up. Go bring a little life to someone. Go be kind to someone. Give someone physical needs. Someone needs money. Help them out. Especially, he says, the needs for the month, since he's talking in the month of Kislev, immediate needs. In the month of Kislev, there's the days of Hanukkah, days that we should have parties. Maybe someone needs a donut. Maybe someone needs a latke. They haven't had a latke yet because there's no one there to make them a latke. Go make them a latkes and bring it to their house. You're supposed to add joyous festivities. Invite someone over to your house. Give Hanukkah geld. Because it's a custom to give money for Hanukkah, and including also the festivities of the special days of Kislev, Yutes Kislev, and to participate in these things. And let it be the will. And this is the main thing. At the beginning of the month of Kislev, we're holding chapter 13, the last chapter, the month of redemption. It should come in literal and in a revealed way, the true and complete redemption. The beginning of the redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is a king from the house of David, who's going to correct the entire world to serve Hashem together, as it says, and he will flip the nations over to serve him all in oneness. And as it is hinted to in the end of the Haftorah of last week and in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Okay, now, when I'm saying this a few weeks later, but when the Rebbe was talking this, and it was the beginning, it was Parshas Toldos. So the week before that was Parshas Chayesara. So the Rebbe is now going to make a reference to the end of the Haftorah of Parshas Chayesara, where over there it talks about Bathsheba bowing down to King David, to David HaMelech, and announcing, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Le'olam, may the King David live forever, which implies the eternity of King David's kingdom, which continues into Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom, which is going to be completed through Mashiach, who's from the family of David. So here the Rebbe, by the way, gives a very strong approval of the Yechi. I know a lot of people get very uncomfortable when they hear Chabadnikis say Yechi. Here the Rebbe gives a certification to the Yechi. The Rebbe says like this, Yechi means, in Chabad, there are many people who dance and sing, and say Yechi Adineinu Mareinu V'Rabeinu, long live our master, our king, Mashiach, forever and ever. The Rebbe explains what is the meaning of this announcement. He's not talking about the announcement that was said to him. He's talking about what was said to King David. But obviously, he's explaining that the meaning of this announcement, long live the king, you know what that means? It means when we are saying it regarding Mashiach, we are really saying that Mashiach, who till now has been hidden, who is not revealed, he is now revealed, and therefore we can point and say, long live our king. Or we can identify Mashiach and say, here he is and long live. So the whole concept of what we've been learning, this deep concept about a Mashiach that is not here, and suddenly he reveals himself, which is the essence of Mashiach, which that's the main thing about Bias of Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach, is from non-presence to presence. That is the idea of the announcement that long live the king, Melech HaMashiach. It's the content of that is that we are saying that there is a Mashiach already in the world. As a result of this announcement that Mashiach is present, our acknowledgement and recognition of this, the Rebbe says, continues afterwards, Eile Toldos Yitzchak. These are the birth of Yitzchak, which is referring to the beginning of the parsha, the next parsha, Eile Toldos Yitzchak, which means this are the offspring, which means this is what now, once we have a Mashiach in the world, what is he going to do? The offsprings of him. What does that mean? The birth of Melech HaMashiach. Once we have Mashiach being born, it's in a way that Eile, in a way that is revealed to everybody, that everybody can laugh along. Yitzchak means laughter. And not only that, it affects even the nations of the world, because the next week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze. Mashiach already activates a purification in the world of Lavan and purification of Esav in Parshas Vayishlach. Until we arrive to the Mount Seir in the days of Mashiach, which is the conclusion of Parshas Vayishlach Sof Torah, which means Mashiach gets his full job completely done. May we merit Mashiach's revelation right now.